Welcome back to the Gaming Tailgate Podcast. I am CDJ, joined by Tommy. Tommy, how's it going?
Pretty good. Finally got those Arkansas State red uniforms that everybody's been clamoring for. So today's a good day.
Another large update in terms of details. 1.010. I think we skipped 009 in there, Tommy. I don't know if that got rolled into 10 or what happened. I don't know if you noticed the numbering got a little off.
No, I hadn't, but yeah. Clearly, maybe it's the odd ones are just for hot fixes or something like that.
Could be. We're going to go through the patch notes during this show and also bring up some things that the community has brought up, some issues they have found, some of the feedback they already have on this game update. The big one, right out of gameplay lately, with the new switch stick delay option. This is something the users had talked about, having that kind of that lag or delay. Well, now you can either put no delay, slight, large, or disable the switch stick entirely. I'll be honest, Tommy, I'm not really have this mastered yet. What are your thoughts on the switch stick and having this option?
Yeah, I'm still struggling when to use it. I'm like a middle linebacker. I'm focused on just on my zone or my defender, so I'm not watching the deep zone or anything like that. Definitely could see a use, especially against a user more often. Our dynasty hasn't gotten to that point yet very much, so I haven't had a need for it, but definitely want to spend some more time and figure out where I can fit into my game. And with options, that's never a bad thing. So, again, disable maybe not be a bad thing, because I have accidentally done the switch stick when I was thought that my linebacker was about to engage a blocker or something like that. So definitely, again, options are nothing but a good thing.
Fixed an issue where players would receive a speed boost when using custom stems and smart routing. I've not played anybody online who had done that, but I've heard it's also an issue in Madden. And they do mention they're working on an additional fix later for the next title update, which will result in further balancing. So it must be, they got a lot of it rectified. Must be more coming down the line. Have you played anyone online who's done this? I can't say that I have.
No, I've not seen it. I haven't seen any clips that do it either, although I wasn't really looking for them. But yeah, definitely got to fix the bugs. So
the next two items, the way I read it, I think there's a lot of, they try to get a little political with it, a little PR with this. I think both these are related to the pass rush issues people talked about, especially after the last big update. The first point increased the responsiveness of the pass block slider for users and computer. To me, I read that as it wasn't working, or really wasn't working all that well. Now it is. And the second one, it fixed an issue where defenders could slip through double teams without the appropriate animation. So many times since that last big update, I would see a defender get, we would call for a double team block, get it, and somehow they just go right through. And I wonder if maybe an animation was supposed to play. Lo and behold, that looks like that could be at least part of the issue. Those two points, Tommy, do you think that maybe this will address the pass block? And to be honest, the patch just came out today, so we haven't had a ton of time logging it, and I haven't seen a lot of the online impressions either, if the pass rush is improved, or pass blocking, I should say, is improved. What do you think of these two points here?
Definitely the pass blocking needs some attention, so I'm glad that we're getting something there. Like you said, increasing the responsiveness, maybe it was, supposed to be 10% and it was only 1% before, or something like that. And then fix the double team. Yeah, that I've gotten frustrated with that and seen that myself, especially that D tackle coming right up the middle untouched, that can kill your play very quickly. I will say I went into practice mode. Again, like you said, I didn't have a whole lot of time with the game, but went into practice mode and still had the rush coming at me very fast. I didn't have a chance to go back and look through the instant replay to see why they were actually breaking open, but it at least did not give me infinite time. I'll say that. So
we won't go through all these points here just because we don't want to make it a 3-hour show. But another one that I think is kind of worth mentioning, general computer play call and coach suggestion tuning across all modes. Again, they say we'll monitor feedback and make more changes as necessary in future updates. Just the computer play calling and the coach suggestion seems like from day one, always been an issue. You could even say historically it's been kind of an issue. It'll be interesting to see long-term what this actually means or does to help the computer out, come across as at least as a smart or competent coach.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, again, they're going to rely on what the computer's going to rely on what the computer's telling them, basically. So definitely the better tweaks that they can get and more realistic play calls in certain situations definitely is, want them to get better as much as we can.
adjusted the AI logic to reduce the chances of receiving a roughing the kicker penalty on punts and field goals. I feel like the last big update had the same thing and it didn't go away. So I'm a little skeptical, to be honest here. This is one of those things that it's so bad. Now, I haven't played enough with the new patch to say, but previously, something that was so bad, there are online dynasties and users that just disabled the roughing the kicker penalty because there is no way to avoid it.
Yeah, tell me if I'm wrong, but I think we have it turned off in our RD as well. So, yeah, exactly. I mean, it got very frustrating. It's gotten better as the few patches have come out, but still, it's happening way too often. So, yeah, definitely, we'll take some testing to see if you turn it back on, if you're going to get those calls or not.
It's interesting when you watch it, when you play the game and see the angles that the computer is told to go at the punter or at the kicker. And it's like, at least on a punt, they're aiming for the supposed to aim for the foot of the player in the game. No, they are aiming almost for their backside or behind them. I mean, it's no wonder there's so many penalties.
That's the problem. They're aiming for the wrong foot. They're aiming for the plant foot, not yeah, for the kick be. Foot. So, so yeah, no, it's definitely something that's been annoying since the beginning.
Increase the chance for defensive linemen to sniff out halfback screen plays. That's always a welcome thing. It's one of those, I feel like when I run a screen, it should work more than it should. But when the opponent runs it, I always feel like it should be sniffed out. That's one of those tough, the balancing of that is tough.
Yeah, and like they said, it says defensive linemen. I mean, linebackers, I think, could sometimes pick it up, but defensive linemen would practically never. Although I want to say at launch, maybe after the very first patch, that if you ran it over and over and over, then yes, they would pick it up by the fourth, fifth time or something like that. But definitely curious to see how this plays out in the end.
And 11 new formations to team playbooks. I have not had a chance to dig into that at all, but I do like that they continue to add more formations as the year goes on.
Absolutely. Yeah. I'm always a huge playbooks guy. I'm probably just going to go in and create a custom playbook with nothing but these new formations just to kind of see what's included in them and see what I want to add in there. So it looks interesting. The names alone at least kind of give me some ideas. A lot of pistol in there, obviously, which that's a good thing. To me, the pistol wasn't as full as it could have been. So definitely looking to see how some of that stuff plays out.
Dynasty. Enabled the ability to edit ratings for non-NIL players and recruits. This is one of those that when it was first came on social media this morning, so many people thought that meant also the uniform number. No, that is still not in the game, but we can edit ratings for computer-generated players, which is a huge start.
Yeah, it's very hard for me to wrap my mind around why you can't edit player numbers. I could stretch my mind and maybe come up with an excuse, but even still then, I think it's a lame excuse. So obviously EA is probably being ultra sensitive and ultra protective, trying not to get sued. But at the end of the day, if it's Jim Johnson rated or number 99, what is the difference between Jim Johnson number 98? I don't really get that. So yeah, for me personally, I don't like the idea of being able to edit ratings, but I guess the more control over it you can get, the better. I'm not ever a fan of editing players within a dynasty. So that's pretty much what we're talking about is just after players have been recruited and maybe you're in your fifth season or something, then you can start editing all the players or something.
The number thing is interesting. I agree with you. I think it's completely EA trying to avoid lawsuits, trying to avoid criticism of people going in and editing players. And like JB always says, there's three things that can get in the way of fun: lawyers, politicians, and HR departments. I think the lawyers have really spoke up, and that's my guess. And I understand where he's coming from. This is a franchise that got sued into oblivion for a decade. So I get it. But not to skip ahead on points here, but when the game goes in and adds in all these new NIL players and the game, boasts about having updated rosters, but the numbers so far, uniform numbers are not a priority to getting updated. I actually think there's more of a case argument now for the community to say, not only should we be able to edit the generated players, but we need to edit the real player numbers because EA can't keep them up to date. Now, I don't think that's going to change the case or get it in any faster, but I do think that the argument is better now than it was 24 hours ago.
Yeah, no, and I agree. Yeah, I mean, you're perfectly spot on that. Why can't we edit anybody's number? Because, year two, next year, those players are going to probably change their number. So in year two of the dynasty, why am I not able to change a real life player's number as well? You know, again, I still really don't get it. It'd be different if we were able to change their name and their number and their city and their, you know, all that stuff. That'd be different. But if they're going to block out changing the name, fine, no problem.
Right. Which is understandable.
Why are you also locking out the number? You know, it just really.
Especially now with like in Nebraska, there's so many players that change numbers, but the single digit tradition that they put in with the new coach in his second year, that not in the game. Now, I gotta think that's a massive undertaking to go in and correct the uniform numbers on EA's part, but maybe they're working on an automated system to do that. I don't know. All I know is as a fan, it's frustrating when you have so much accurate. That's the thing. We get so many details right that when they get something wrong, it sticks out more than I think it ever did before. And now it's jersey numbers.
Honestly, I've got to think that ESPN or some other sports, you know, website would have an API that they could just subscribe to, and just before they launch, just go out and get the latest numbers and plug them in. Honestly, I'm talking like 10 minutes worth of an automated process to go out and fix every single player's number. You know, you're not going to fix all of their attributes and all of their heights and weights. And,
right.
Or you could do that probably, but you're not going to fix 100% of everything. But numbers, that's easy. I'm talking about very easy.
I hope you're right. I hope maybe there'll be another update in a week or two and it's all corrected. But I understand now. I can see that. I think the community has more of an argument now than they did before. Further super sim tuning to reduce completion percentages across the country, limiting quarterbacks completing more than 70% of their passes. We talked about this on a previous show. EA in their blogs and communication seems to be conflating super sim and simulation. So I don't know if this actually means super sim or does this mean just game simulation? I'm not really sure. I trust what they have it worded as.
Yeah, I honestly think that is just the general sim. Because if you, you know, sim a season and go to the end, you'll see that just about everyone has over 70% and 46 touchdowns and two interceptions, you know, that kind of stuff. So definitely that sim, whether super sim or regular sim, it has to be tweaked to improve that and make it more realistic.
Here's a big one. Enabled mass subs for online and offline Dynasty games when playing against the AI. You'll be able to sub in either your entire second unit or your entire starting group if your second unit is in. This is one that's only in Dynasty mode. If you go into a play now and get up 45-0, you're not going to be able to do this. If you're in a Dynasty, you can do it. Tommy, before the show we were talking and you had heard that or read that there's some issues with this. It seems like what they're saying here may not be entirely accurate, or at least it's not taking all factors of a player into account here.
Yeah, I think it's accurate in what they say, but at the same time, they needed to go a step further. From what I've read, this ignores your red shirts. So if you sub in your second string, whether they're red shirt or not, whether they've played in four games or not, whether they've played in 10 games or whatever, they could still be substituted into the depth chart, which to me that it shouldn't happen. To me, if they're redshirt, they should be excluded from the mass subs.
Right.
If you want to manually add them in there, you can go in and manually add them. But at a minimum, either exclude them altogether or exclude them after four games. That may be more difficult, you know, whatever, but one of them could be very easy.
Speaking of redshirts, not to get away from the patch discussion, but it just came out yesterday that this year players can play in the postseason and not have it count against their redshirt status, similar to what we had in the 2022 season.
Yeah, no, I'm pretty sure 2023 had it as well. I think, honestly, they've had it. Yeah. I can't remember if 21 had it or not, but definitely 22, 23, and then they're announcing it at the beginning of the season now for 24. At that point, it's up to the, you know, NCAA to make it a permanent rule, if they're going to make it a permanent rule or something like that. But at the same time, I would want EA to incorporate that now that it's been made official for this season. Just, you know, anytime at the end of the season, after the regular season's over and you're in conference championship season, then allow us to play redshirt freshmen and not count against them. So definitely, I was hoping for that before the game, the announcement. So I can only hope that now there's more reason for them to put it in.
And it's one of those things, like once they announced the expanded playoff, I think it made so much sense. It just seemed logical that it was going to happen. So hopefully EA wasn't caught flat-footed. Hopefully there's something that maybe next update we can get in there. I'd rather have it this year than 26, but I suppose better late than never.
Yeah, absolutely. Somebody did make an interesting point that on that article that I was reading, If you play in your four regular season games that don't count against your red shirt, just your four regular season. And then in the postseason, you can play in five games, up to five games if you're in the national championship. So that's nine games as a player that you can play in that, you know, it at some point it's going a little too far, but at the same time, I totally understand all the other reasons to do it. So
it's basically getting a full season without a full season now.
Exactly. Yeah.
Further tuning of award systems. They don't go into detail on that. Fixed an issue with the stat display for returner of the year. I haven't checked since this patch came out, but I know in the past the trophies were all mixed up on the award categories. So I'm hoping that hoping all that bug was addressed. Updated data for Kent State and Oklahoma State coaching staff. You will need to start a new dynasty for that. And they fixed an issue where the broken vertebrae injury was incorrectly labeled as a strained back. So that is the one when people were getting their career out with a bad back or strained back. We joked about it on a previous show. It was actually supposed to say broken vertebrae. You know, I can see where the two would get confused.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Yeah. I mean, that is a pretty nasty strain, I will say. So,
I mean, it's right in one sense, but I mean, it's the ultimate strain. It's broke.
Exactly. Yeah.
Road to Glory, the big one there, gave players the ability to audible regardless of what position you're in when lined up. They retuned attributes for the halfback archetypes, and also the same with the starting attributes for all cornerback archetypes. The big one there is the audibles for all positions. That's something that people really wanted. Presentation. This is one, Tommy, this morning you were up bright and early. You had to check out those Arkansas State red uniforms you can see behind you. New uniforms for a bunch of schools, and also updated some of the 2024 pieces. And as we mentioned earlier, NIL players, it's like the players who were late to sign on or who they added.
Yeah, I'm sure this includes a lot of freshmen that either hadn't made it to campus yet or something like that and were eager to get in the game at this point. So I haven't gone through and looked at all the rosters. And honestly, I would probably miss a lot of players that were added. But definitely, you know, the more realistic you can get, the better. And hopefully they were accurate at the end of the day.
And one of the uniform things I think worth noting is Ohio State. The jersey swoosh will turn diamond when you're in the playoff games. I think that was worth noting in there. The week one season getting away underway on Thursday night in Colorado, debuting their 2024 uniforms. I thought maybe we'd get them in the game with this update, but it seemed like Colorado wanted to wear them on the field before they got in the game. The game has the Colorado's uniform pieces labeled as 2023. So I think it's pretty clear that EA knows and has them, but I'm guessing they're going to maybe next update, they'll finally go live.
I haven't looked at, I watched a little bit of their game earlier, but is there a significant difference that you're aware of?
They've got some kind of, I wouldn't say pixelated, but kind of mountains on the sidelines, but out of lines. I know that seems obviously what's going to be made out of lines. What else would it be drawn? But same like on the side of their pants, I believe as well. So, and again, we talked about on the last big update. Sometimes there's things that get in the game that EA does not tell us. Well, we knew that this update was coming in part from the University of Virginia administrator who had talked about the fans on the hill coming in this title update on the 29th. Lo and behold, that is in the game, not in the patch notes. So we don't know. Maybe there's more in the game that people have not found yet.
Yeah, there's always little things that never get mentioned here. So I'm sure there's plenty of other things. I will say kind of to, I don't know. I don't want to highlight it, but at the same time, it's kind of bow your head in shame a little bit. The fans on the berm in Virginia, they end up at some point sitting down, and there are bleacher seats underneath them when they're sitting on the berm.
So, oh well,
yeah.
They get updated seating throughout the game.
Exactly. Yeah. It's. I mean, it looks like those stadium chairs that you would see around, but that they're just basically floating in midair.
And speaking of things getting added to the game that they don't talk about, I saw this first Operation Sports, but then obviously the NCAA Football Series Reddit. The toughest places to play have been updated in EA Sports College Bowl 25, which is interesting considering there's only been a handful of home games, and I'm not sure that any of these schools were involved. And it's a pretty significant shakeup if you compare it. What's to me is most interesting is not that they, I guess it is that they changed it, but it's not necessarily what they changed it from. It's that this list, at least a handful of these teams, jive very, very well with what we had after one of the early gameplay trailers and gameplay videos that came out. We thought LSU would be one, Penn State two, Georgia three, Alabama five. Well, then, lo and behold, when EA puts out their official list, We have Texas A&M at one. It just a vastly different list. Some pretty big shakeups. And all said, now before the season gets massively underway, we're almost back to that initial list. And A&M goes from number one all the way down to number 11. So they must have had a really rough week of practice. They didn't even get a chance to play at home, and they got a huge demotion. And to be honest, it's insulting.
Yeah, maybe A&M I'm have here. A really low ticket sales this year or something like
I
that?
I mean, I don't know.
Rough there, I guess. But it's you know, we kind of talked about.
Yeah, go ahead. I don't want to rant on this too much, but.
Oh, no. I mean, I'm kind of on the same note as you are. We kind of talked about this whenever the list first came out, when the official EA list first came out. We noted that it was different from the ones that were in the pre-release videos. But then as well, you know, Big Game Boomer, we knew it was some sort of way to generate discussion. And of course it did. Everybody's mm-hmm. like, why is Kyle Field? Yeah, it's full, but it's not number one, you know, that kind of thing. Mm-hmm. And clearly EA agreed and said, oh, well, you know, now that the season's starting, we'll actually put in the real numbers. So, it is insulting. Yeah. I mean, there's other ways to generate conversation than kind of faking mm-hmm. this information at launch.
It makes no sense to go from that, you know, the in-game one we thought was correct, to the final version, which has massive changes, and then we're back to what we had before. I mean, this isn't like, oops, we recalculated something wrong. Like, you very much, when you put this in your marketing front and center, if something was wrong, a developer would have said, hey, that's not actually what our game says.
Right. And it would have been patched much earlier.
And so it feels like it was marketing said, no, we need people talking. So next year, when we get the toughest places to play list, I think we need to just remember this, that it's not final. And I know EA said that at the time, but I thought that meant throughout the year they would update it, not before the season when nobody had none of these teams had a major home loss.
Right.
I mean,
unless you count Ireland. I mean,
I saw people say that, well, that loss, and I think they're being serious. Oh, you know, a Florida State loss, so that's why they dropped. That game wasn't at home.
Yeah, no, of course.
So what are we talking about here?
Yeah, but I mean, like, even teams like Virginia Tech, I mean, they have a pretty good home field tradition, mm-hmm. but they drop from number 17 to number 25. I mean, that's not a small drop. I mean, no. Texas A&M drop, okay, that's a big drop. But even some of the other, you know, the lower rankings also had a pretty big drop. So mm-hmm. Mississippi State dropped out completely, if I'm not mistaken. So
yeah, you're right.
Yeah, it's, I mean, it's... I don't know how to explain it or anything like that. It's just kind of annoying, I guess.
I think it's kind of insulting and disrespectful. Like, they knew people were going to hang on every word of this, and they thought, well, we can just string people along for likes and clicks. So think about all the national media that talked about this. They got what they wanted.
Of course.
But is it worth it? You know, it's already a big enough company where you have a segment of the fans online who don't trust them as far as they can throw them. And then you do this stunt.
Yeah. I mean, you lose a little bit of credibility there. I mm-hmm. mean, which, on some level, at least part of their marketing doesn't care about their credibility. But at the same time, if I were a developer, I would be frustrated.
Somebody higher up, an adult in the room should have said, we're not going to do this. And nobody did that.
Agreed.
I do want to mention something back on the patch. Quizzy, contributor to the show, he had hit me up and pointed out some things in the rosters. And I want to know if other people have seen this yet. He said the depth charts in this game are very frustrating. One of the examples he gives is, he'd mentioned it goes into a dynasty and the game sort of auto sorts it, does something. So he goes back in and resets it the way he wants it. And the computer goes back in and does it again. It isn't until you get to week one and find the computer leaves it alone, which is interesting because you can set depth charts from the main menu, but apparently that does not stick in dynasty.
Only explanation I could offer there, and obviously we'd have to talk to Quizzy, but if you go in, I'm not sure if you even just open it, but I know for sure if you change a red shirt, it totally resets your depth chart. Back to it resets the entire, not just that position, but it resets the entire depth chart. So that's the only explanation I can offer. But it's hopefully it's not a true bug, and hopefully there's an explanation like that you could just say, okay, set your red shirts and then don't ever go back in there. But at the same time, it's, you know, I'm hoping that this is not a long-term bug.
And he went into a little deeper as well. He had noticed, and I noticed this morning for Nebraska, that in the game, their top running back was a fictional player, and now it's a real player, Gabe Irvin Jr. for Nebraska. He noted that he's the highest rating running back in the game and is considered a power back. which matches his skill set, and he's considered, he's one of the co-leaders for the number one spot coming into this weekend's game against UTEP. Quizzy noted when he goes into dynasty mode, Urban drops to a 70 overall, becomes an elusive back, and then a different running back becomes the highest rated running back on the team. So, I mean, this, the depth chart stuff kind of makes some sense, but all of a sudden when you're going to a game and you're getting archetype changes and rating changes, that seems a little weird.
Yeah, I'm curious if the fake player was an elusive back with lower ratings before, and they just, for some reason, when it goes into the game, it sticks to that player or something like that. But yeah, definitely it's frustrating. Whatever you start a dynasty with, it should be the same as what you see on, you know, in the offline version. So
I think you're right. Yeah. I think the fictional player was Mykal Beckwith, and that you said, I think his archetype was elusive. So maybe that's something where he's not completely eradicated. We thought he was, but he's not. He's still very much in the game, apparently.
Well, and curiously, I haven't looked through the rosters very much, but I'm looking at it now. I haven't downloaded a new roster set myself, but I still have Mykal Beckwith in my depth chart.
And you're on a play now.
No, I'm in the offline rosters set the depth chart.
Okay, well, it's interesting. This morning, I was going to point out mine automatically, not only did it download it, it overwrote. I had gone into the original roster and saved that file as, I think I called it official. Well, this morning when I went in, I'm going to go save this new one, like load up the roster, save it, just so then rename it, you know, 829 roster. But when I did that, I noticed that my official roster had been over, you know, a new save on August 29th. So my impression was that the game automatically downloaded, automatically saved this new roster before I had a chance to do anything with it. So in my opinion, I felt like the original game roster is gone. The only way it existed in my perception was if I had a dynasty started with it, which luckily I do, a dummy dynasty to go back and look. But you're saying you don't see that. So I guess I don't know how the roster now, I don't know how the roster downloading is working.
Yeah, I'm not sure either. If I go to my saved roster files, I have one that's called official from July 30th. And just to be safe, I just created another one called a Ridge. And I'm going to go in there and download, see if I can download the latest rosters real quick. Actually, I take that back. So right now I'm not signed into EA. Maybe that's part of it.
Yeah, don't sign in. Don't go in.
I just clicked the button. So we'll see what happens there. But I've been online earlier tonight, so it's not like this is the first time I've been online. Right. So yeah, I'm curious. I'm back online. I want to check the Nebraska running back again. Let's see what that says.
Yeah.
So as right now, I've still got Mykal Beckwith.
Okay.
Now, if I go in and update the rosters, let's take a look.
Yeah, I'm not sure what happened with mine this morning. To me, it looked like the previous file got overwritten, but maybe I need to re-examine that a little closer.
Yeah, I'm having to manually go in and download the updated. It says there's a roster update available. Would you like to save it now? So
that's interesting. I don't know.
How do I want to start a new league. I'm going to do cloud, and I just want to see. So default roster versus active roster. I'm curious which one he did. So I'm going to do active, because we just saw him in the roster.
Yep.
Yeah, he's there. He is much lower. Yeah.
And now he's a receiving back.
Receiving back. Yeah. Yeah. So I don't get that either.
So there's something going on there.
Yeah, for sure.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
You did nothing. You didn't redshirt. You didn't make any depth chart changes. You just loaded it up.
Correct.
And went.
Yep.
So Quizzy's accurate that there's something really weird going on with.
And so, like, if I'm going to change him to put him at the top and then back out. And what Quizzy was sounded like he was saying is if I go away and then come back.
Maybe so you advance a stage until you get to week one.
Okay. So let me put him back. I wish this would catch you and say, hey, you haven't used all your hours. Are you sure you want to advance?
I know it. And I wish it also showed you the hours people have remaining in your league or dynasty,
yes.
I should say.
Just in general that they were just.
Then you would know how active they are if they
Yeah.
It was only five
Yeah.
hours left.
Right. Irvin is still at the top.
Okay.
But then if I go into red shirts, I'm not going to make any changes. I'm just going to open it and then close it. I'm curious, does that reset it just by that? No, but if I go in and make a change, I know it will. So if I red shirt Dowdle, so Dowdle was at the bottom of the depth chart. Yeah. It reset it. So I'm curious if that's what Quizzy was doing.
That's interesting.
But yeah, for this, I guarantee. Let me do this. I'm curious. View roster. So he's receiving back now. And I want to do edit player. So yeah, real quick while I'm here, I just want to see. Yeah, I can do all that. Did I can change his name.
You should not be able to. He's a real light, he's a real dude.
Yeah, I would agree.
Try
Yeah,
to
he
do it
took it.
to all those guys are real players.
So was
Go to
Dowdle in there before?
yes.
Okay, let's use him as an example.
So it's like EA just edited Beckwith and forgot to turn off the name editing. They treat him as
Yeah.
still a generic player.
Yeah, I can't change Dowdle. So yeah. Yeah, they screwed up there, clearly. 'Cause yeah, I can go in
Oops.
here and I can't change anything about him, but I can go back over here to
To Gabe Irvin.
Irvin.
Now known as Tommy Irvin.
Yeah. Well, that's
That is
so he is
interesting.
he's still a receiving back, but then if I go in, I'm just curious if I just bump his rating up or down either way, not even an important rating like awareness or something like that.
Right.
At 85, I'm wondering if it recalculates him. No. Well, it dropped his overall down one, and he's still a receiving back. What I was curious is if you. I think the overalls are based upon how good of a receiving back is, even though he's a much better power back.
Right.
So it's not that his ratings dropped. Like I guarantee his truck and break tackle are still high. Yeah, they're still very high. So he is a power back just with a receiving back overall. So yeah, it's just he's being calculated based upon the wrong tendency.
But what makes it do that? Or that's the missing.
That's the missing thing, because I've seen people say that if you go in and move a middle linebacker that is a, let's say, coverage middle linebacker, if you move him to outside linebacker, save it, and then move him back to middle linebacker and save it, he becomes a field general.
Huh.
Yeah.
Interesting find.
Yep. But I was trying to figure out if there's a way to tweak him to a, let me move him to fullback. Since we can edit everything on this guy.
Yeah, he's
He's a blocking back there, which I would think would be more of a utility, but whatever. No, he still is a receiving back. So yeah, there's something that makes the game think that he's a better receiver than a blocking or something, but there's no reason for that that I can see.
No, it's just something behind the scenes that.
Yeah, it's just
who knows if they're aware of it or not aware of it.
Oh, I'm sure they're not aware of it. That's kind of a random one, but at the same time,
you can't be the only player affected.
No, exactly.
Statistically,
I guarantee it's any fake player that was replaced by a real player. It's probably going to have the same issue or a very similar issue.
Right, right.
And you're going to be able to edit them. So,
yeah. So maybe we shouldn't say too much. Leave that in there so you can edit it. But it's wrong. His overall dropped and his place in the depth chart dropped and
yeah.
Archetype changed. And it shouldn't be doing that.
No,
I mean, that's a
agree.
pretty big boo-boo.
Yeah, no, I agree.
I don't know what's causing it, but. In the final segment of the show here, we'll go through some of these presentation UI updates we mentioned earlier, go through some of the new uniforms in particular. Tommy and Arkansas State, I know you're excited for them. Let's see these red uniforms that you're excited for.
Absolutely, yeah. No, I mean, they do look pretty good. So labeled here under current alternate, they're just like the black and white version, just obviously with red instead. The interesting thing is that nobody really expected, or at least I didn't expect, was that they also added two new helmets here, the white state A state logo and then the black version of it as well. To me, most ASU fans are probably that's their favorite logo, whereas the Red Wolf is kind of the new generation, I guess, so to speak. So so yeah, it was a nice surprise to see it, because that was actually on my wish list that I thought would never actually happened. So that was good to see.
UAB is one that I don't know if I saw that. I know I think they got new uniforms this year. Not sure I've actually seen anybody show in game what they look like.
Is this it?
That's a good question. I don't guess. I don't know. That's there's
one
of school.
Alternate. Yeah, that's got to be it. Yeah, it's got to be those. I would think so. So yeah, here with UAB, we're seeing it looks like kind of a highlighter green almost. In fact, the dragon, I don't know if it's on purpose, but it almost looks like a glow in the dark logo. The
right.
Way it kind of has kind of a different green color or something like that. I'd be curious if that's something like what it is, but definitely a lot. It stands out. It's, you know, very almost Oregon-esque in the sense that they're using
highlighter.
Not traditional green or whatever, the highlighter green on it as well. And then of course, so we had the black ones with the highlighter green, and now this is the gray ones with the highlighter green. So they called the helmet white lime. So instead of the outline version, it's the filled in version of the lime dragon, I guess. So interesting one there.
Next is Western Kentucky. Again, this is one I don't think I saw anybody online talking about it or showing it off. If they did, I missed it.
Yeah, I haven't seen it either. Oh, I did see somebody talk about it a little bit, but it doesn't have the new big red helmets. I saw somebody say.
That's what I was wondering.
So yeah, here with Western Kentucky, we have current alternate. Looks like just probably a black version of their traditional home that they have. Maybe I'm wrong there. Yeah, it's hard to know exactly what the new stuff is. Here's kind of some throwback options, I guess. Throwback helmet. Yeah, it's kind of hard to say what's new and what's old, because obviously, you know, didn't see it before necessarily. But
and the way they list the name of the uniform doesn't help.
Exactly.
We talked
yeah.
on a previous show. I don't care for the way they did that.
Some of them have a name on them, but some of them don't. So,
right.
You know,
I've no, yeah, right. Of, I, it's true. I have noticed that. It's inconsistent as well.
Exactly. Yeah. So that's Western Kentucky. UL Monroe, I'm curious, because I'm doing a solo dynasty with them myself. I've seen
the helmet is the big one. You'll know when you get to that.
Well, that the helmet, but then I think I know what it is. So
okay.
So the helmet, if you're talking about this Warhawk helmet, Okay, so there's the P40 and then there's the just the red outline version. Mm-hmm. But what I was expecting it to be, and we'll have to see if it is. So this P40 Warhawk was already in the game.
Mm-hmm.
That was already in there. Oh, so it is just the helmet. So the reason why I was curious, they announced black versions of the, I think it's of the with this red outline helmet there. So it looks like there's two different Warhawk helmets now, or excuse me, two different Warhawk helmets, one with the black and red and one with just the solid red. But like I said, there also is an announced uniform that's an all black version that I was kind of expecting to see. So
next up is Tennessee. That's they're going to be their, I don't know if they called them gray, but basically gray uniforms.
Yeah. Smoky gray, I guess. Gray. That's it.
Yep, I believe that's it.
Okay. Just looking through the rest of them, see if we missed anything. No, yeah, it looks like the smoky gray. Okay, there you go.
East Carolina. This is another one I don't think I saw anybody talk about. So I'm interested to see what this is new.
So we have the throwback. I think that was in there, but I may be wrong. Here's an alternate. I'm pretty sure the black was already in there. The purple I thought was already in there, but I could be wrong. Yeah, it's kind of hard to tell for sure, again, right, what was new without being a big fan of the team. But definitely they have a lot of options. So yeah, they've got it looks like 4 or 5 different helmets there, maybe even 6. So yeah, they've got a lot of options there. So if you're a uniform buff, then East Carolina probably is a good option for you to start a low-level dynasty with.
West Virginia. That's when I did see online.
I think I saw it, but I can't remember for sure if I did. So let's see here. Is it the Cold Rush one, I guess?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I see some of these new ones now, they do name them, what I would say, properly. So it's easier to figure out the piece.
Absolutely. Yeah. Obviously, if the school gave it a nickname, then it makes sense to put it in the game. But we also saw that there were others that don't have it.
Right. So Baylor's anthracite didn't get listed.
Exactly. Yep.
UMass, this is one I did see earlier today, people online talking about it. I believe it's that alternate. I believe that's what I saw people online talking about.
This current alternate option, the black.
Yes, yes.
Gotcha. Yeah, it's a white-black helmet as well, so. Again, UMass has quite a bit of helmet options and stuff too. So,
see, another issue is that, like, if you go scroll through, go up one and scroll through the names that come back, the current alternate isn't the current alternate as default. It's whatever you changed it to. So let's say you are playing around and want to go back to the proper name. It does not go back, if that makes sense. In my perfect world, when you change one of those pieces, then the header should be custom.
Exactly. No, I completely agree. In fact, I'm fairly certain Madden does that, which even in Madden, I think you can create custom sets to where you can.
Right.
Yeah, to where you
I
can.
Forgot about that.
I don't know if you can name them yourself, but you can have ones that, you know, that you mix and match the pieces yourself. Mm. So
Charlotte is another one. I don't know that I saw.
I did see that one, but it may just be because I'm in North Carolina. So. I think it's this one. It was the some form of the gold, I'm pretty sure. And in fact, it says not only do they have new uniforms, but they also updated your uniform pieces for 2024 season. So I don't know if that means changing the current home in a way, or if that means just having options or something like that. I don't
right.
know.
Yeah, they're not clear at all, unfortunately.
Yeah. Yeah, I believe it's these gold
I think
uniforms
you're right.
That are the new ones.
Ohio State, and they do say in parentheses afterwards, jersey swoosh will only turn diamond when in playoff games.
Yeah, I'm curious if it shows here, if you can choose it or not. I'm guessing not, but is that just off of their base one, I guess, or do you have to choose a certain? Is it the, I think it was, I want to say it was the Heritage one, but I may be wrong about that.
Yeah, I'm not 100% sure, to be honest with you.
Yeah, that's an interesting one. I don't think they added a new one, but I may be wrong about that as well. But it was one of these uniforms that it only applies to like that one, because they will wear it during the regular season, but in the playoffs it'll have like
right, it's different, a little
slightly
different.
Yeah, exactly.
Colorado State. I know over the last couple of weeks they've put out or released a couple of different alternates. So I'm interested to see which ones they put in the game.
This is the one I kind of
Yep.
saw more people talking about. To me, that looks too much Miami and Florida
Yeah.
A&M for me, but I guess if it works for them. But
are there any other ones they put in there? I believe they also have a state, I believe a state pride or state uniform, but
that
must not
looks
be in the
like
game
it's
yet.
it. Yeah, just the Ag Day.
Okay. And then Minnesota. Minnesota did get new uniforms this year, so I'm assuming it's that set. But maybe there's an alternate. It seems like all the Nike schools went to a very similar template this year.
Oh, the
With the
Adidas
shoulder
have,
stripes. Adidas is
yeah,
the
the
same way,
Adidas,
but
exactly. Yeah, it's yeah, you can definitely see that they're all very similar. So here's current alternate. I'm guessing that may be part of it. Second alternate, all blacks. And then home option, away option. Oh, that away option. The helmet certainly is interesting.
Yeah,
Looks
I
like
wonder if they
the
put the big
third
Goldie.
alternate. Yeah. Yeah, if you want your Goldie, they've got three different flavors of it, looks like.
Now, I believe there's some schools, I can't remember off the top of my head, that you can go through the uniform sets like that, but it doesn't have, the helmets are separate in terms of there's more helmets than what you'd see if you go through just the sets.
Yeah, Arkansas State is a perfect example. Their new state, A-state helmets are not in part of a set. You have to go in and choose them yourself.
So I wonder if Minnesota has any like that, because they do a ton of different helmets throughout the year.
Yeah. Maroon 2, red, black, white. Yeah, this red, black, I'm pretty sure was not one of the other options. White, black, I think it was. Chrome, Goldie, I don't think it was.
Nope.
So yeah, they've got a ton of options here.
And we're reaching the point of the year now, obviously, with the games getting into full swing. We're going to find out how good the relationship EA has with the schools and apparel manufacturers for getting new uniforms, new field arts, team details in there. Yesterday, we saw A&M put out a new, released their new field art. That I thought maybe that'd be in the game. It was not. North Carolina's putting in price stickers this year, the Tar Heel logo, basically. That's, as far as I can tell, is not in the game yet either. I was hoping maybe EA had advanced word on both of those. But they're at the point now, if they're not getting advanced word on some of these details, they're going to get buried in a wave of details here before too long.
Yeah, I mean, at this point, the schools, the marketing, you know, they're focused on their day-to-day marketing. They're not worried about what EA is doing or anything like that.
No.
They just care about their game day stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I can imagine a lot of that stuff slips through the cracks from this
Right.
point in the season going forward. It just depends upon somebody at the school taking it up and say, oh yeah, let's send that to EA as well while we're here.
We had the articles in pre-release where was it Middle Tennessee? One of their reps had said that EA contacted them first, kind of out of the blue, and talked about a new combination they saw last year. So hopefully EA is being proactive on finding these, because as we talked about in previous shows, some of the schools don't really care. We talked on the last big show about Nebraska Stadium is basically 3 years out of date, including the field art. So obviously they don't care to push that info to EA. So EA has to be the one to go get that information first and then put it in there.
Yeah, and
obviously after
though,
sign off.
Yeah. Unfortunately, though, just like marketing teams are so busy, EA is so busy trying to fix the game and release patches and stuff.
Right.
Unless they have somebody truly dedicated to going back and cleaning up what was missed, then it'll probably have to wait until next year. Unless the school reaches out or something like that. So,
right.
It's a point that, yeah, there's a limited time on what you can work on. So if it's not right in front of you, you've got other things that are more priority,
right,
kind of thing.
Right. The last thing to end the show here, I do want to make it aware of anybody who plays Ultimate Team. And I know when we do anything Ultimate Team on our social media, it doesn't get a lot of engagement. So I can tell you right now, the people who listen to us aren't really into the mode, which is fine. I do know there's a lot of people who are kind of team no money spent, or they go in and just do the challenges just for fun. But I think it is worth mentioning there's a couple ways to get free packs. One being Coke Zero Sugar. If you just scan the UPC, you have to go through some hoops online. It's not too difficult. You can get five free packs between now and December. I think each one goes for several weeks. And also they're doing a game of the week promotion this year. And then for week one, it's Miami against Florida. Basically, all you have to do is you don't have to play. You don't have to pick which one you think will win. You pick which pack you want. And you get the stadium and some other items related to that school. So there is some free stuff out there if you want to play Ultimate Team without putting money in. It can be done. And also, it was brought to my attention, and I'm going to mess up the name here. I believe there's a daily recruit pack. It's only 100 coins in the store. And initially, when you read the description, it says it gives you a, 165 plus overall player. And I think I did it once or twice. And the first two times it was a 65. So I thought, well, why bother? Earlier in the week, I saw somebody online saying, this is why you do it. And they posted a picture of like an 80 plus overall player. So sure enough, last night I went in like, well, I'll go in and just spend 100 coins. I don't really care. And I pulled an 80 plus player. So if you want to boost your team you get coins for doing the challenges. So it's still no money spent. If that's the way you want to be with Ultimate Team, you can still get some good players that way. So I know we don't talk about Ultimate Team here, but if you're someone who wants to play it without putting money into it, you can get good cards and good players.
Yeah, I'm definitely somebody who I'll play it from time to time, but I do not spend any true money on it. So, free packs are free packs. I'll probably pick those up at the beginning of the week each time. But
right.
Yeah. Curious, I'm always curious how I can build out my team, but at the same time, it's never a focus on me for how I play the game.
I'm the same way. For Jeremy and Tommy, Jeremy on assignment, hopefully will join us again soon. I'm CDJ. Everyone, thanks for listening and watching to this edition of the Gaming Tailgate Podcast.